I never heard in the Bible it says what I can do with my wife, whether I should leave her in the United States or not. Is that in the Bible? So the thing kept ringing in my ears, just read your Bible and you'll have your answer. Okay, well, where should I read? Man, I couldn't figure out. Okay, well, I'm just going to read my favorite chapter, Joshua chapter 1. And now after the death of Moses and so on, Jesus, God speaks to Joshua and it tells him, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now arise, go over this river Jordan. And I kept reading and reading, oh, yes, and all about the conquering, promising to be with him and so on. And I got to verse 9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God will be with you everywhere you go. Oh, that's nice, but I still don't get an answer. You haven't finished reading yet. Oh, let me keep reading. Verse 10. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, saying, pass through the host. Command the people, saying, prepare your victuals, for within 3 days you will pass over the river Jordan. And I kept on reading. And to the Reubenites, and to the Gadites, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh spake Joshua, saying, remember the words of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that commanded you, saying, the Lord your God has given you rest, and has given you this land. Yes, I don't have an answer. Keep reading. Verse 14. And your wives and your little ones and your cattle shall remain in this land which Moses gave you. And you shall cross over to the other side and help your brethren. So I left all my cattle and all my wives up here. I said, thank you, Lord. So it's okay then for me to leave my wife with the children up here, and I'm going to cross over to the other side of the pond and help my brethren on the other side. And we've been doing that this last year, and it looks like it'll be one more year that way. But the kids are doing great, and everything is going well. But they needed their mother just to be there for them when they have something to deal with. And I come and go. And I have two boys at home. And boys need a father more than the girls do even. And so we wrestled the other day, and we're talking, my kids are just Bible experts when it comes to Bible history. They just love history. And they know more about those tribes than I do. They can tell you which tribes obeyed, which didn't, which are the enemies, and how they were half conquered, and which king conquered how many, and then how he backslid, and then his son took over, and he was worse than his dad, you know. They know all of those. And so they know all this stuff. And so one day we were in worship, and one of the kids said, you know, Daddy, because they're always telling me, you know, you ought to be home more. I said, I know, but you know I have a job to do, and it's okay with you. Yes, okay, but we sure miss you. I know you do, but I just want you to know that I'm accomplishing a mission, and you're part of the mission too. Just letting me go means that you're part of the mission. We know. We just miss you. You know, we wish you were home more. And so, did you know, Daddy, that Israel never conquered all of Canaan? You know, the Hittites, it says all the land of the Hittites was theirs. They never conquered the Hittites. They got tired of fighting and they went home. And they said, we just don't want to go to war anymore. We're just going to relax after we've been in war too long. I wonder why they didn't conquer. Why didn't Israel just go ahead and conquer the Hittites? Man, they paid the price for many years after that. And I told them, well, they probably had a couple of boys at home saying, Daddy, I wish you weren't at war. Immediately they got the message. I said, you know that's what I do, is I do war. You know, like we've read this morning, we must look the work square in the face and advance as fast as possible in aggressive warfare. The devil holds territories, you know. He has most of the world in his grasp. I was in Sao Paulo the other day, and I was going through Sao Paulo to meet somebody on my way to Rio to negotiate the purchase of a television station. Now, Rio is Sodom and Gomorrah of South America. In another month or so will be Carnival. It's not an accident that Carnival starts with, sounds like carne. Flesh. That's what it's all about. Just driving down the street at night, you see these gorgeous women. And you find out they're not even women, they're men. I mean, it makes any woman jealous. All the hormones they pumped in, they're like gorgeous figures. Blonde. And you go, that's a guy. Just standing on the streets, selling themselves. Everywhere. And during Carnival, it's all about flesh. And you don't dare walk down the beaches because you'd have to keep your eyes straight down, and that would be hard. How much do you think heaven would enjoy having a television station in Rio? Think of all the slaves, the devil's slaves, that are enslaved to sin in that city.